3.2. What actually returns to the source?
So this is the best question. What do you think? What actually returns to the source? You think there is a being to return to the source? No. The Buddha already says sabbe dhamma anatta. The condition, the unconditioned also, there is no such thing as a self, understand? A permanent unchanging entity. It's just a nature, understand? And the mundane mind realizes itself and ceases. That's how it returns to the pure awareness nature. Then because of the wisdom that caused the thing to return, cessation of form and mind happened. That's why the pure awareness also ceases. Then you realize Nibbana, that nature. That is how it happened. Anyway, read my answer.
Brother Teo answered, there is no one to return to the source. It is just the mundane mind that realizes itself and sees. The cessation of form and mind, which is the realization of Nibbana, is without any mind and totally without any thought or even the pure awareness or consciousness. Hence, it cannot be spoken or expressed or understood via words, knowledge, or ideas or concept, which is still within the field of thoughts. The mind ceases, but you are not dead. And
dead is Lao Pei, father. okay.
And consciousness can still come back if it is still not time for parinibbana as yet. It is just like the analogy of the candle light that ceases.